Hey guys, it's TJ here with the DFF Podcast. Our most recent patrons-only episode was on Dr. Oz and snake oil, which I'm not entirely convinced are two separate topics, actually, now that I think about it. But you can watch, I've prepared for you a clip show of my favorite clips from that episode, give you a kind of idea what went down in it. And if you enjoy these clips and you want to see the full episode, you can do so by becoming a patron, and you also get to see all the future Friday episodes of the show, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. It's all laid out for you in the Patreon, which is linked to down below. Check it out, and check out this clip show.
I mean, there's a couple of really big problems with Stanley's claims he made about his oil. Basically.
No. What? I don't buy it for a second.
Off,
I don't buy it for a second. How dare you impugn Stanley,
I'm sorry
dude.
To have to do this, dude.
He's the rattlesnake king. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm not the rattlesnake king, dude.
Sniping at the throne.
Where's your cool
Scotty
nickname?
Scotty trying to shoot at the rattlesnake king, dude.
I gotta take the pot shots where I can get them, dude. That's all
You'd
I can
like
do,
be like the
man.
Duke of Slugs at best, you know?
the Duke of Slugs,
you know?
He's the rattlesnake fucking king. He's several rungs above you, man. You can't be fucking dissing the
rattlesnake king. I have to, dude.
He never said a false word.
I mean, look, we drew straws, and
life.
I had to go up against the rattlesnake king.
All right, go ahead.
I gotta do what I gotta do, man. I'm sorry. So first, rattlesnake oil was far less effective than the original Chinese snake oil was trying to emulate. A 1989 letter to the Western Journal of Medicine from psychiatrist and researcher Richard Koonin revealed that Chinese oil contained almost triple the amount of vital acid as did the rattlesnake oil. So the vital acid that is, like, I guess, the effective, like the active ingredient, there was three times as much in the Chinese snake oil as compared to the North American rattlesnake.
Right.
Secondly,
so the Chinese snake was actually, in terms of whatever the medical applicability of this,
I mean,
shit
yeah,
was,
well, let's
the
not
Chinese
quibble about this.
Cause
you really need to hear the next one.
Okay.
Secondly, Stanley snake oil, drum roll, it didn't contain any snake oil at all.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big problem.
What did he do? What did he make it? So he didn't even make it out of rattlesnakes. It was
so
like all part of the
legend. Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906 sought to clamp down on the sale of patent medicines, and it was legislation that led to Stanley's undoing. After seizing the shipment of Stanley's snake oil in 1917, federal investigators found it primarily contained mineral oil, a fatty oil believed to be beef fat, red pepper, and turpentine. That's
wow.
Right. Stanley's signature product did not contain a drop of actual snake oil, and hundreds of consumers discovered they'd been had.
Cool.
He was educated at Harvard. He knows that rubbing, like, beetle cream on your face isn't going to cure cancer.
He probably just realized, like, hey, there's a niche where I can make money.
Exactly.
There's
See, I don't buy this, like, rosy fucking bio that they put out there about themselves. Like, it was when I lost my first patient that I realized we needed to take a look at other options. Bullshit. Fuck you, Dr. Oz.
That's why I honestly pulled most of this stuff, because when I read it, it had such a PR thing, and I didn't think we could just discuss how, like, obviously this is not the real fucking deal about this.
Right.
Guy. But because, like, he's not I mean, like, a lot of these people, the point is they kind of invent their own mythology.
Oh, of course.
And they work with these big media companies, then they obviously perpetuate that.
Well, because you can't really sell it. Like, if Dr. Phil came waddling out and he was like, yeah, you know, the reason I do this is because I like to put big handfuls of suffering people's cash right in my big fucking oversized, gaudy-ass fucking Gucci pockets. You know what I mean? If he said that, you can't really sell that. But if he makes up some story about, like, when I was little, I saw a man was psychologically tortured and ever since then, I've wanted to heal the wounds. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta come up with some stupid fucking thing. It's
Paul,
the same thing as a snake oil salesman.
Paul, when TJ fisted you, how did that make you feel?
Like, you can imagine one of these dudes rolling up on their cart going, My old grandmother had the arthritis so bad that she could no walk nor stoop to pick up the eggs from her garden. And yet I rubbed this snake oil upon her back, and yay, she picketh up the eggs now. You know what I mean?
It's eggs, like, from her garden? That's some weird plants, dude.
I mean,
it's
whatever.
Just weird that people, like, in these certain careers have to, like, front like they're, like, motivated by, like, virtue and shit. Cause, like,
some
we don't
horrible
to,
thing happened to them that
you know,
made
like,
them, like,
ugh. We don't have to do that. We don't have to be like, man, I saw these, you know, orphans died of boredom, and I realized then I need to be an entertainer and keep people entertained. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Why do we don't need some
yeah,
pure
so, so donate to my Patreon
doing.
Immediately.
No one else does.
No more bored African orphans die.
I watched my grandfather in his waning years flipping through TV looking for something, desperate for something to entertain him, and I just had to be an entertainer, man.
Here's
my name
proof.
Is Marissa Harris. There are 4 stages of cancer.
I was stage 4.
I have stage 4.
Oh, you have?
Modern medicine had given up on Marissa.
But then she started hitting a bowl with a stick, and now her cancer is still riddling her body.
I'm a medical oncologist, hematologist, and internist.
With a totally unconventional approach to disease.
You guys are gonna like this.
I knew it.
Oh my god.
How did I know he was gonna be hitting a bowl with a fucking stick?
Burn.
And here's Dr. Oz in his lab coat. Selling singing bowl
touch.
Therapy to desperate
yeah,
cancer patients out there.
And massage has proven to be effective, Paul.
Oh, my God.
It's some type of an extension. So this woman, she has pancreatic cancer, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And her doctor's having an honest conversation like, best case scenario, you're probably going to live another year or two. And what about chemotherapy, that poison, that bad stuff? He's like, maybe that'll work a little bit. Would you do it? He's like, well, no, not really, because you're not going to survive no matter what.
You know what I would do? Stick my head in a singing bowl and let somebody hit it with a
what
stick.
What about diet? So you already have cancer. Your diet's not going to change the cancer. It's not going to make it go away. So basically, she's grasping for straws. And people like Dr. Oz and this fucking doofus are giving her false hope by going, this is going to release negative energy. Bung!
Bye!
There goes your bung life! Oh, she's going to be healed.
Cancer can be a tremendous turning point in somebody's life.
So what happens? Like the cancer cells hear the boom, and they're just like, oh shit, we got to get out of here.
Retreat.
Let's look at the other doctor's complaint.
Let's look at the stupid Dr. other doctor's complaint.
Isn't it fact true that the people speaking against you are a bunch of stuffy cocksuckers?
Quote, an egregious lack of integrity. Promoting quack treatments and cures in the interest of personal financial gain.
Which is all true.
And they go on to say that Dr. Oz is guilty of either outrageous conflicts of interest or flawed judgments about what constitutes appropriate medical treatments or both.
I would say both.
Both.
Yeah.
So let's get right to the point.
I would say more so the first one, though.
Right at the top, first of all, about the conflicts of interest here. Have you at any point,
this is where it gets
you
really
or
good.
Anyone on your television team, have you ever been...
I love how you can hear other people chattering.
Any sort of compensation to promote or push a product on TV?
No.
Wow.
No.
What a stunning brazen liar. No.
Have you ever been paid money by the Peroni's product? No. Hell no.
Mr. Alphonse Capone, have you ever participated in the illegal transfer of alcoholic beverages? No. Mr. Trump, have you ever told a lie since you took office? No.
Never.
Never.
My God.
I'm innocent.
Oh, all right. Wow. Good stuff.